Just a thought, I guess, first on where the emotions sit today after last night.
Well, obviously, it's tough to swallow. I think anytime you kind of battle back and then lose within a minute later, it's never a fun thing. But we just got to keep pushing forward. And the good thing about this game is you get a crack at it, pretty soon. So we're gonna be ready for New York
tomorrow, in fact.
Yeah, obviously, you play a lot of games. There's a lot of games. Kind of in a short period of days, but I guess, like I said, it's the good thing about hockey is you get kind of get a crack back at it, and we just got to be ready for them. Yeah, you just try to get the 2 points. Obviously, the games are winding down here, so the more and more points you get, obviously, it's good. So we have to go into every game and expect to win and get the 2 points.
Zach, some of the turnovers last night conducive. People say this young team, whatnot, but they weren't evident. Was it just a matter of you guys, wanting something too much or trying too hard? Or?
I guess obviously the turnovers would be a big part of it. I don't know if it's a young thing. I think it's just, plays like that happen. It's hockey. There's mistakes that happen, and obviously any turnover that happened last night, you wish you could get back, but you can't. So you just got to keep moving forward, and I wouldn't really pinpoint it as something as being young. I think it's just, it's just a hockey play that, unfortunately ended up in the back of the net.
Yeah, it was a good read too, right, by Carlson? He was standing there and you passed it to him, you had to jump in.
Yeah, I think it was Laddie, and I saw him out of the corner of my eye, and I thought I could make the pass, and obviously he made a good play. So, like I said, that's a hockey play. Things like that happen, and unfortunately, it kind of ended up in the back of the net, but I thought we stuck with it pretty good. Obviously, battled back hard, and obviously, it's tough to let that go in, kind of right after we scored too. So, but I thought we stuck with it pretty well.
Just the run and gun that we saw last night, a little bit of Pittsburgh as well, I've seen it a few times over the course of the year. Is there a feeling in the group when it starts to happen that you're getting away from where you want to be, or what happens when you see these kinds of games start?
Well, I think anytime you play that way, I think it's, I guess during the moment you don't really think about it. I think when we're playing our best hockey, I think we're, backchecking and kind of backtracking very well. But anytime you get in a high energy game like we did last night, they're creating chances, we're creating chances. It's kind of back and forth. So you just kind of have to play the game that's in front of you. And but like I said, I think we're, at our best, and we're, checking well.
As Close talked about, opportunities in that game to, 3-3, especially 4-4, where you just have to say, we can't keep playing this way. There's a better way to handle this from here. Do you have a sense that your group is coming to terms with those kinds of lessons?
Well, I don't know how many games are left, but I think if you haven't learned that lesson now, I don't know if it's I don't know if you've really learned one, I guess, but it's definitely, it's tough to lose that way. I think, anyway, or any time you lose, especially when you battle back and then they score, right away, it's definitely not what you want. But I guess as far as playing run and gun, I think we did our fair share of, getting chances and creating chances. You have to, teams are too good in this league. You have to create your own chances, and I know there's a certain degree of being smart about it, but you also have to be creative and be a professional and try to do your best.
You had more than 20% of your team's shots last night.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I was trigger happy last night. It was, I think a lot of them was kind of on the power play coming down the wing. I know I had a breakaway there. My forward skills and squirts didn't kick in, so.
When was the last time you were on a break?
That was my first one in the NHL, I think.
Yeah.
And I had no clue what to do. And I think I don't even remember what happened. I blacked out. So I just remember on the breakaway, next thing you know, I'm back checking Gonchar. I had no clue what was going on. But Laddie made a few nice plays to me last night that I should have probably put in the back of the net. But that's the way she goes sometimes.
Thanks,
Ed. I don't even remember what I did. I think I went back in for it and just, like, try to push Anderson in the net, maybe. I don't know.
That's Son, just head down, run him right over.
Yeah, well, I should just take a slap shot. It's probably what I'll probably do next time if I ever get one.